Hello, it's Saturday, the 14th of September in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another weekly news roundup. Big thanks to Jason last week for hosting. Him and Kat did a stellar job, and they'll be doing it more often. And Christine's got to do a host as well. So we're here, myself, Kat, and Christine. Actually, Jason was supposed to be here, and we actually changed the time of recording this show for Jason Nota. And I just phoned, can you jump on? We're going to go on soon. Oh, I forgot I'm at my sister's. So thanks a lot, Jason. Right. Before we start, if you'd like to support this show, we'd very much appreciate it. Those watching on video, you will see a link up the top. Just press that and you can buy us a coffee. Those listening on audio, there is a link in the description box. So, we haven't done this thing for a while. It's Kate Watch. Oh my goodness. They released a video. I mean, we kind of put we parked Kate Watch because everybody and their mother were talking about Kate Watch, and it was just getting a bo bit boring. It was fun when no one was talking about it, and we were just being laughed at like lunatics. But they've released a video. Has anybody have you any of you seen the video of Kate, William, and the children?
I haven't seen it, no.
Christine, did you see it?
I have seen bits and pieces, but I haven't seen the whole thing. It just looks
It's
so
a struggle to watch.
cheesy.
You are, I cringed. You are cringing. And do you know what? Do you know what it looks like? It looks like a video that would be played at a wake.
Exactly.
It looks like a memorial picture. And then I don't know about Dan Wootton. I don't know about Dan Wootton. I don't know. He's mainstream media, but there's been something come out that William has said that the main reason they did that video, not highlighting people with cancer, but to get one over on Harry and Meghan, because William and the team over here are pushing that they're really in trouble and divorce. But when you see pictures of them together, they look very, very much loved up. They were putting out that they were he was wanting to come back to the UK. He's come out with a statement direct to say he's absolutely got no interest in coming back here. He's got his happy life there in the States. So who knows what's going on? Who knows that if that's even the real Kate? But I did notice they featured Carol Middleton in there playing a game of cards. No mention of Charles and Camilla. But
So what was
they
the
say
video actually about then? What was the
just
purpose of
about Kate and her life and
Oh,
what's
right,
been
okay.
going on and her battle and how
It
she
was
loves her children and she's hoping
so
to come back. And
weird.
she was walking through like, do you remember? Oh, you probably don't remember, Kat. There used to be an advert for Flake, Cadbury's Flake, and the woman be walking through like this field of long grass, putting her fingers over it. And it, oh gosh. It
It
was
was
cringe.
supposed to make them look human. It was supposed
Yeah.
to make them look like a happy little
But you know what?
family and that they spend all their time in nature just walking through the forest and the grass and frolicking with each other. They were all laid out in the grass,
You know what I
right?
found
Like,
interesting, though? They haven't done anything for cancer. Why haven't they? Why haven't they made like, thank you to the nurses, but the cancer
All right,
team, and
yeah,
thank you.
okay.
They haven't supported a cancer charity, not putting out love for other people with cancer. That's very odd, don't you think?
Well,
It
since she
is.
never had cancer, it may not be.
No,
I don't
but
know.
I mean, how actually we need to. I need to go and see this. How long ago was Dolly the sheep?
80s, was it? Might have
Dolly
even
the
been the
sheep.
70s.
What
Yeah, it was early
year?
80s, I believe.
Hang on, I'll get it up now.
It's like
Dolly the sheep.
85. Yeah, the clones right now they say are taking about
1996.
6 months. Was
No
it
way.
96? I thought that was in the 80s.
So did I. No, July the 9th was the first clone of an adult mammal. Dolly was
Oh,
cloned
okay.
from a mammary gland cell taken from an adult thin Dorset ewe. And she died in on Valentine's Day 2003. So 9 years, Dolly the sheep. But even so, that's coming up to 30 years.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, 30 years. What the hell? So, and they say it's 6 months, isn't it, to do a clone?
Yeah.
And that's of a human.
But that was back then. We're 30 years on almost.
Yeah, they would have tightened it up by now, surely. And we've been doing it for a lot longer than that anyway.
And she was away for 6 months, wasn't she?
She was.
Exactly.
And who knows? It's nonsense. I just wanted just to make comment on that. That video, it's cringe. I mean, I certainly couldn't watch it again. I've watched it the once, and that was painful, painful. So I'm not even going to link it down for people to see because I don't want to put you off your dinner. So that's the end of Kate Watch. She might come back again. Who knows? So, oh dear, Diddy is done. He is going down. There's been a grand jury. Did you know Monday? I don't know if you remember this show, but we were getting confused over lawsuits. I was thinking about one lawsuit and Christine was really talking about another one. Well, the lawsuit that I talked about with the guy who's actually in jail, I don't know, about 6 or 8 weeks ago, he went in front of the judge while in prison, wanting to put a hold on all of Diddy's finances so he couldn't sell anything because he had a current lawsuit going. And the judge granted him that, an injunction. She granted him that injunction so Diddy couldn't, you know, start getting rid of assets until this court case was heard. Well, the court case was heard, and on Monday, the guy in prison, can't remember his name, but the guy in prison just won 100 grand. 100 grand is expected. And then the following day, there was a group, I presume it was on America's Got Talent, Danity Kane. I've never heard of them. I have seen a video of the blonde one who walked away. Diddy was the manager of them. And he really gave her a lot of crap. She exposed a lot about Diddy. Well, this is another bandmate. And he's just been found guilty. And could look at another 100 million. So he'd already paid Cassie off. I think it was 30 million, was it, Christine? It was around the 30 million mark.
Yeah, I think so.
So who knows who he'll be going to start helping him out. I mean, how much must the lawyers be costing every day? So Diddy's in trouble. We know that there's been a grand jury. I think it must be up to about 14 people now suing him. And we might have to do next show. We'll do a little Jonathan Oddy update and see what he's doing, see if he's been in front of a judge yet or he's still just sitting at Miami-Dade waiting. So that's my Diddy story. Now, I've just found an article about a man who was convicted of domestic abuse and has avoided jail by transitioning into a woman. So he was supposed to go to jail in 2019. Obviously, COVID and everything stopped that. He was then due to go start his prison sentence this year, and he's now got away with it because he's a woman.
This actually sounds very familiar, but it was. Did you say this was a Spanish guy?
This was in Spain, and this story, it was a couple of weeks ago, this story, but it just jumped out on me. No, it was 10 days ago.
A couple of years ago as well, but it was a British one, very similar. He went into his first, this was back in like 2020, I think it was, might have even been 2021. Liam, his name was originally, and he had gone in, I can't even remember what the charge was. Anyway, by the time he came around to his second court case, he had transitioned, I say in inverted commas, and he ended up in a women's prison. I think it was in Ireland.
This is a big story here in the US because it happens all the time. You get these huge men that are raping women and being arrested, and they literally put on a wig and say, I'm a woman, and they get transferred to a women's prison. And in the U.S., our taxpayers have to pay for all of the birth control for women in prison. Why do you think that is? Wow. It's because they are getting sexually assaulted every day by these people. This is nothing new in the U.S. This has been going on for years.
This is why I focus on America. One, because, you know, I've always done it. I've always kind of followed America. Because what goes on there, it's a domino effect.
Absolutely.
And it comes to here.
And it was, I think it was Helen Joyce's book that I read. That was definitely in 2021, called Trans. And there were a few cases in there of the same thing, Lou, as well. So it's been happening over here. But they've obviously put it on the sort of hush-hush, and we're seeing the odd story here and there. But there were a few cases in there as well which was similar. You know, they were transitioning and going into a female prison. Even people who had been done for, like, sexual abuse of a woman. Do you know what I mean? Their charge was, like, not a burglary or something. Their charge was actually assaulting a woman. And then they pretended to be a woman and gone in a woman's prison to then go on to assault. I can't even believe we're even having this conversation, because it's just why it's just...
Well, it's so insane.
It is insane.
And Emily Campagno covered this just a night or two, Friday night, on Gutfeld. She covered this topic. So if you want to hear some... She is an attorney, and she had... It was a wonderful clip. I wish I knew we were covering that. I would have grabbed it. But I would recommend going to Friday's Gutfeld and watching that, because she lays out how that happens and why and who's paying for it.
Just while we're talking about Gutfeld, this is completely off topic. Do you know what? He is the number one. So gone is like The Late Show, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, all of those other hosts of the big shows, because they were the big shows, weren't they, on a Saturday night, or, you know, during the week, late night. There was, what was it, The Late Show, that was Jimmy Fallon, wasn't it? Then you got Jimmy Kimmel, all of those late night talk hosts. Gutfeld's come out once. Everyone is done. The American people seem to be done with the nonsense, and they're going to Gutfeld. He is the number one eat night show in America.
Absolutely. And he is on Monday through Friday, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah, he's good.
Absolutely.
Right, Kat, you're about to get triggered. This is shocking.
Oh, gosh, come on.
Pornhub has been hit with lawsuit over videos victimizing 12-year-old who was drugged and raped. According to the lawsuit, videos of the boy's molestation generated nearly 200,000 views. And as a result, the now young man has suffered incomprehensible past and present physical, emotional and mental trauma. So when this man was 12, he was drugged and raped in nearly two dozen videos that were uploaded to Pornhub by his victimizer for monetary gain. This guy's now suing the massive online pornography company for breaking child sex trafficking and RICO laws. According to Layla Micklewaite, and she's the world's leading porn activist, we might try and get in touch with her.
Mm-hmm.
According to her, this could put Pornhub out of business.
Well, do you know what?
I was just going to say,
I'm quite surprised that that even happened, because I know this happens, and it's always happened, where people are raped and they put on the likes of Pornhub. And when they've gone to Pornhub and said, please, can you take it down? I was a victim. They won't take it down. So every time that gets reshared, they're re-victimized and re-traumatized over and over and over again. And Pornhub usually answers to absolutely nobody. So horrific as that is, if he's managed to get a lawsuit against them, that's actually, I say, good news. You know what I mean? Do you know?
Let me finish this
because there's more. There's also Mind Geek. So listen to this. In recent years, Pornhub's fair share of scandals. Its shadowy parent company, Mind Geek, which recently changed its name to ALO to escape its scandal-ridden smut empire reputation, has come under fire for posting child sexual exploitation material, sexual trafficking and assault videos, and then ignoring victims' pleas to remove the videos.
Yeah. Yeah,
the predator who abused this boy has admitted that in the summer of 2018, he used, induced and enticed the young boy and another minor to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing a video. Pornography is now behind bars for 40 years.
Good.
But MindGeek and Pornhub have yet to face young accuser for enabling the public distribution of it.
Yeah.
So this is going. We need to have a little dig into this MindGeek.
I've seen MindGeek. That's been in a lot of my things where I've looked as well, when I was looking at trafficking and whatever.
They're talking about Pornhub and MindGeek. Apparently, in the court case, they say that MindGeek has historically sought to maximise profit aggressively, promoting child porn via titles and video descriptions that would more easily direct Google users to the exploitive videos featured on Pornhub.
Yeah.
So
they're massively involved. I didn't know they changed their name though.
MindGeek have changed their name, to ALO.
Right, okay. So we'll have to this is the thing, they're getting away with it. They always have done, and it's absolutely horrific. I can remember watching, it was a testimony from a young girl who was brave enough to actually speak out about what happened to her. And so, she had been led to, I can't remember which part of America. She was American, but it was like she had to fly somewhere within, to another state or whatever it was, because she thought she was doing some modelling. And this is how they catch them as well. Contracts they're not allowed to read and this, that and the other. And they ended up drugging and raping her. And there was nothing she could do because she'd signed the contract. This is the thing, you can't go anywhere. That usually is, they've wrapped it up so tight, there's nothing you can do. Do you know what I mean? And she felt so shameful, even though she didn't even know what was going on at that point. And she felt, it really traumatized her. And every time, she would see it, they would just go, it keep going around, because they keep, obviously, the more views it picks up, the more it goes round and round. And this is going on everywhere, including...
Well, exactly. But apparently, Pornhub have now ceased operations in 12 states. And those ones that they've begun to require age verification in order to enter the porn sites. So those states are Texas, Utah, Arkansas, Virginia, Montana, North Carolina, Mississippi, Kentucky, Indiana, Idaho, Kansas, and Nebraska. The world's biggest porn site would rather stop doing business than prevent kids from watching it, according to conservative author Michael Knowles. Pornhub has decided that age verification laws damaged their business model to such an extent that it is better for them to simply block entire states rather than comply with age verification laws.
What does that tell you? Need to know.
There you go. Okay, so is that there's no age verification here in the UK then? Clearly not, because everyone can get access to it and they're still running.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone can. Kids can get on it, and they are doing.
And they want your kids on it.
This is the
yes.
This is why I keep banging my head against a wall, because people are freely giving their kids phones from the age of 5 sometimes, right?
And these ads are popping up, like you have pointed out.
Exactly, but you can put your child on children's YouTube and think, oh, they'll be fine. No, they're not.
Oh, the stuff you can find on YouTube, when you see, if you go...
Even kids' YouTube, it's intentional, that's why. It's not accident.
But you go to the comments and look in the comments, it's shocking.
Even when they're watching it. I had a girl the other day, I think I said on the show last week, it was a friend, she's from where I live, and she was sat next to a 9-year-old daughter who was playing this game called Fashion Battle, and it is a kid's game, a kid's app, and basically it brings up like an era, and you have to dress how you think they would dress. It would bring up like 1920s, and you add whatever on there, and then her daughter had won, and in the top left hand corner then was a porn scene, and luckily her mother was sat next to her, so she quickly snatched it off her. But if she hadn't been, she did see it. The 9-year-old did see it. That's what I mean. It doesn't matter what you're doing, what blocks you've got in place. People, and actually, we're saying that aside, most people are not bothering anyway. There's only some people who put the blocks on there on the children's phone. Most people don't. So even if they're getting through on the blocks, what do you think they're going to be looking at? And they get addicted, mind. And this is going to bring me, I don't know if you've finished yet, Lou. If you have, I'll go on to my mine with.
No, I was just going to just continue with, like, with YouTube. You go in and you see some, like, kids contests, like dance troupes on YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And you should see the comments.
Yeah. They know what they're doing. You know, when they're pretending these big, massive technocrats or whatever, and they're pretending, oh, you know, is this, that, and the other. They know exactly what they're doing. It's completely intentional, and that's my point. Like, you know, because all they've done now is desensitize a whole nation. Well, the whole world.
Right. Well, you crack on, love, your next story.
Well, on that note then, right, I had written a post the other day, and it was quite frustrating because I can't write these posts anymore, look, because every time I do, they just don't get seen. They do not get seen, and it's really frustrating. So I try.
Welcome
everything.
To my world.
I try and skip the algorithm, you know, like, you know, when you put numbers instead of letters and things to try and skip. It's only particular ones. Usually mine on this account, I don't want to sort of sing myself here, but I'm kind of getting away with it. But the ones when I'm trying to write about pornography or about the sexual revolution or, you know, those sorts of cases, they're the ones that are not getting seen. So anyway, I wrote a status. Where is it? Here it is. Let me be crystal clear and keep it simple. What porn addiction does to the human brain is like what crack cocaine and heroin do to the human brain, but worse. The damage is far more severe, literally. Creating sex offenders and pedos since it became mainstream. Now your children have access with a simple click of a button 24/7, including being encouraged within Satan's classrooms that it's a healthy part of life. God help us. And there was a comment on there, and I asked her if I had her permission to share this, right? Because I just thought it's a perfect example of what I keep trying to say, or we keep trying to say, right? So I'm just going to read out what her comment was. My nephew, now in his late 20s, was allowed to use the internet in his bedroom unsupervised from the age of 2, with no parental controls installed. He was bought all the violent video games too. By 10, he apparently knew everything about sex. He developed into a very arrogant and sexist teenager. He would perv after me, my two sisters, one being his mother, and my mother, his granny, and any other female. I noticed it but never said anything about it. I didn't like him anymore due to his macho behaviour, this being very apparent when he wiped all the pieces of a chessboard when he knew I was winning, the look of rage he gave me, how dare I, a woman, try to beat him. He was left alone with my six-year-old daughter in an emergency situation. My father was ill in hospital. The next day, my daughter told me he had chased her around my mother's house, calling her a sexy beast, taken her into a bedroom, put her on the bed, and did things to her bottom with his hand. I immediately phoned my mother, my sister, and her son, then 15, was staying with her for a holiday. My mother was afraid of how my sister would react, so said she would deal with it once they returned home and out of harm's way. She never did, and two years went by with me asking for it to be dealt with and my mother fobbing me off. My sister, a violent alcoholic, found out about the accusation and set about trying to ruin my life and send me to suicide. She said she was reporting me to the police for not reporting this to them, twisted or what. Said she'd reported me to social services, phoned my daughter's school, had nice chats with various people who were helping her destroy me, spoken to my neighbours. I nearly had a nervous breakdown. My mother did nothing to support me and neither did my other sister. No one said they believed my daughter. No aunt or uncle, brother-in-law, family acquaintance reached out. The sense of utter betrayal and abandonment was almost too much to cope with, especially as my father died during this time and I had to grieve alone. In the end, my nephew charged at me, shouting that he was going to cut my head off in my mother's garden. The only thing that stopped him was the plasterer's trowel in my hand. I shouted at him, "It's not me accusing you, it's my daughter. Go and talk to her about it." My mother was watching, so I knew he wouldn't hurt my daughter. He reluctantly turned to my daughter, walked over to her, bent down and asked, "Do you remember it?" It being a thing. This was a confession. My mother heard, but still did nothing to support us. I shouted at my daughter to run into our van, and we got out of there as fast as we could and called the police. Threats to kill me being a step too far. This was in Spain, by the way. He was arrested and my sister was given a caution for harassment. I forwarded all the evil messages she'd sent over the 2 years. The case was going to court, but my mother lied to the court that I had decided to drop the accusation. As she was my mum, they believed her. This was yet another betrayal. I never spoke to her again and she died 18 months ago. I haven't spoken to my sisters or nephew in years, other than the bare minimum needed to organise the sale of my parents' villa. I will never speak to any of them again, and my daughter has no interest in them either. I do know, though, that my nephew is now heavily into hard drugs, even adding ketamine to a daytime drink and hoping no one would notice, only discovered because my other sister drank his drink by mistake and then left her body. The moral of this story is that unsupervised childhood access to the internet ruins the character of the child, denies them the right to be the adult they were meant to be, sends them down a dark path of crime and debauchery, and ruins entire families. One day he'll do it again, and then my extended family will realise my daughter was telling the truth, and then realise how badly they'd let us down. Sadly, this story is probably quite common nowadays. And she's absolutely right. So that one thing is destroyed.
How old was that kid? How old was that boy?
He was 15 at the time when he done it to a little girl, but he had been watching whatever he wanted to watch unsupervised on the internet for years. And this is common. Most people do this. Most people allow they just give him to them. Yeah, just have that. They haven't got a clue what they're watching. And then they wonder why little sweet Johnny turns into a sex offender. Do you know what I mean? Because he's been desensitized by all the crap that he's been watching that people have allowed him to watch. Do you know what I mean? Not just pornography, but, you know, things like GTA, Grand Theft Auto. Let people let their kids watch that, play that. Like, this is a video game. And don't go there.
I had hell with Jack. When he was 10, he wanted this game.
You could go around killing people.
I had absolute hell.
This
every other boy's got it. It's always me. It's, oh, my God. On and on. I never gave in.
I understand that it can be difficult because of that. You've just hit the nail on the head because of being in that situation where everyone else is.
Peer pressure. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That was the same. That was the excuse. That was the excuse they used when he was in year six. You know, when he came back from school and said, I learned about vaginas. And I went mad, obviously went in. And the excuse they used was all the other kids, and there was inappropriate things being said in the playground because some parents are letting their kids watch certain programs and have internet. And I said, well, my kid doesn't need to hear it.
Exactly. You can't. But,
so I pulled him out and he was off sick. But I mean, I felt so bad that he was going to be on his own. He was going to be teased and all the rest. Do you know what I mean? So I just kept him
off. And that's why people give in the end and allow it to happen, only to later wish that they hadn't done it, right? And there's another one as well, and this is it, because I keep saying to people, we've had this conversation loads of times, you know, people have heard us say this before, but it's so common for people to go into the realms of child explicit material, right, which is basically children being tortured and raped on camera and people getting gratification to it, right? It is so common, there is one on every single street that watches it, I can guarantee you that much, right? When we realize how many children, like 300 million children last year were groomed online, right? So if 300 million children were groomed online in 1 year, how many groomers are out there, right? This is the problem they created. It doesn't just happen. We're all born sinners, but we're not born child abusers. We're not born to be like, oh yeah, when I'm older, I'm going to look at child pornography and whatever. There's something to it. Now, so we don't think, right? And I don't like to, you know, you've got to be honest here though, right? I'm not telling you, well, I am telling you, trust nobody 100%, right? Not even me, not even, because the minute you do that, the minute you fall down, right? It's because we all think, we look around. I can remember my mum worked in the job centre years ago, right? And there was a boy who was a couple of years older than me in school who worked in the job centre with her. This was about, I don't know, maybe 17 years ago, something like that. And I knew this guy and everybody knew him, you know, he was a laugh and we'd see him at the pub and this, that and the other. You wouldn't think for 1 minute. And she came home the one day and said, oh, he's been arrested. The police came in and arrested him today. I said, why? She said, I don't know. Anyway, a couple of days later, it turns out that he had loads of child pornography on his phone, on his devices, and nobody knew. So when you say it's your family, it's your colleagues, your work colleagues, your neighbours, the funny guy up the road.
Mate, it's your prime minister. It's your prime minister.
Exactly. But people have got this idea in their head that it's the dodgy bloke with the...
raincoat.
But this was another one that commented on you. It was only a short one, this one, but basically she said someone I work with, so this is quite similar to my mum's story, someone I work with has just been convicted for watching awful stuff category A and trying to meet underage children. He has a wife and a toddler. Was in shock when I found out. And this is what I keep saying to people. Yeah, but you're going to be in shock because it's going to be the people you let you think isn't, because it's that common. And it's not because all of these people, you know, were born to do this. It's because all of these people have been exposed to explicit material and they have become desensitized to it. They have become addicted to it. And now, just like a chemical addiction, you need more of it, more of it, more of it to enable to get that high. It's exactly the same with pornography. You get bored, desensitization kicks in, and you have to have something more shocking. And this is why we're at this stage now. And this is why I keep banging my head off. It's like just, it's so desensitizing. And I tell you just quickly as well, right? I didn't say this earlier, but what I just realized, she's on my wall. Can you remember the Liverpudlian who was in Brookside, Jennifer Ellison, no? Can you remember
her? Yes, yes.
Blonde one. Well, she was on with James England the other day.
Yes, I saw English. Yeah, I saw that. I haven't seen it yet. Sorry, so English. Good.
And it was just a clip of her saying that she was in the Sun at age 16. She was 16. She's a child. So she was basically in her first men's man. She was just 16 years of age. And when we think about that now, and she's obviously, when she's talking, she's realizing that she shouldn't have been doing that. But she was only 16 at the time. She was a victim. She didn't even realize. And yet, this is what I'm saying. It's been, well, even Brooke Shields, she was on the front page of Playboy at age 10. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she was in that film Blue Lagoon.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So we've been desensitized for a long time. But now we're starting to see the fruits of that. Do you know what I mean? We're starting to see what the real sour, bitter fruits of...
I saw the Blue Lagoon as a child. Because it was like,
I've never seen it.
And now you think back and like, wow.
It's crazy.
Something I find very interesting that nobody talks about. But it's not just men. When people think of pervs, they automatically think, like you said, guy in trench coat. Right? It's not always men.
No, you're right.
And that's a topic that nobody talks about.
Well, do you know what? There was where I am down in Devon, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago, there was a big thing going on that there was a woman who worked in a nursery school in
Vanessa
Plymouth.
Vanessa George.
And she was sexually abusing the children, the little kids at this nursery school and filming it.
Yeah, that's right. And she said she had met two guys on... Well, when Kim did the event the other week on institutionalized abuse, she actually did speak about this, Christine. And you're right, it doesn't get spoken about. She spoke specifically about Vanessa George as well. So even though men are most likely to, actually there are women out there and they're far more sadistic than men.
Do you know what the statistics are? 47, well, they were 5 years ago, 47% male, 43% women.
Wow, it's nuts in there. People don't like to admit, I mean, it's horrible to admit anyone is an abuser, but the fact it makes people more sick to see a woman because obviously the mother instinct, do you know what I mean? It's
unnatural.
Sickening.
Right.
Unnatural, yeah.
It is. It's unnatural. The other thing here, there have been teachers that have gotten pregnant from students. I'm talking about a 30 or 40 year old teacher getting pregnant from a 15 year old boy.
There's a woman just gone to prison over here, I think, a school teacher having an affair with a 14 or 15 year old. And she ended up stalking him or something like that.
And see, and you just did something that you are trained to do. When we talk about men, we say predator. When we talk about women, we say affair.
Yeah. Yeah,
gosh, you're right. Yeah, it's just natural to say that. Yeah,
you have been brainwashed.
What Kim does is she says it like this, you know, like and think about it like this, right? It's when it went just that scenario what you said there, then Christine, right? And I remember being in school, and my French teacher, right? She was really quite flirty, right? She was, I don't know what, she was probably late 20s at that time, right? And like the boys fancied her, but it was cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it was, yeah, you're right, if bang on, if that was a male French teacher and a, you know, my friend, a girl that was, you know, my friend, that would be seen as perverted. But because it was a woman, older woman, and a younger boy, it was seen as cool.
She's a cougar. Yeah, we have a name for it. It's totally normal. See, they're trying to normalize this.
But then back in the 70s and 80s,
it was the same.
It was
thing.
The girl, the men, it was all proud that I've got this chick. What band, who was it who married that? Oh, Keith.
Well, it, you know, it
Keith
brings
Moon,
us to...
was it? He married that girl and she was only 15.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
You do. He was part of the
Rolling Stones. Was it? I don't know. But, you know, look at Manuel Macron and his wife or husband.
Well, look at Aaliyah and R. Kelly.
Actually, there's loads in the music industry and the entertainment industry. When we think about it, we could go on forever with that, couldn't we? Because if we think about it,
Elvis and Priscilla. Yeah.
Elvis and Priscilla,
back,
yeah.
Yep. It goes
there's
back
loads.
To Johnny, or what was his name? There was a piano player that married his cousin that was young.
And what is it? Celine Dion and her manager.
Yeah. Oh, she's a total freak. But yeah. Oh,
it, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it has gone on. And when you think about it, like, why wasn't it, like, picked up? Do you know what? Like, why didn't anyone really say anything? It's just bizarre, you know, when we think how sick it is. And no one really... I mean, they may have done.
Well,
I can't remember, you know?
Hang on. I'm just having a look on who it was.
It brings us back to There's Nothing New Under the Sun. This is nothing new. This is the Baal and Moloch agenda. It's been a spiritual battle forever since it was happening when Jesus was on this earth. I mean, it has gone on that long.
Yeah.
And our eyes are just that welcome to the Great Awakening, right? Like, now we can see. Before we couldn't see, now we can see.
Yeah, absolutely. As sick as it is, but it is everywhere. It's absolutely rife and it's become completely normalized now, you know, and we've got so much going on in terms of like these things that I'm seeing all the time, you know, that especially with the pornography is just feeding this huge beast. And it still just massively concerns me that it's so powerful. We're going to, you know, it's a struggle, isn't it? Because they tend to not answer to anybody because so many people are wrapped up in it as well. So it's like, how do we even change it? But we just got to educate people. That's all we can do is just keep trying to educate people, I suppose. That's what all we can do really, isn't it? You know, and just hope and pray, because once people
that's exactly
realize
right.
They'll turn away from it. I'm so convinced of that. Well, I know, you know, when people really do understand how, you know, what it does, it destroys the individual, destroys relationships, has real world consequences in sex offending and child sex abuse, and damages their brain, they're going to turn away from it.
You have to. And Donald J. Trump brought up such a good point. Of course, he always does. But he said, you know, he really made a point of saying, do you realize there are over 350,000 missing children that have come across our border and that the left cannot locate? They have no idea where they are. He said, I'm telling you, most of them are dead. And he just said it. Most of them are dead, and they have been trafficked, and they have been enslaved. And he is dropping truth bombs every time he opens his mouth. And people are finally starting to really listen and not just hear it. They're starting to really listen. And the truth is coming out, and Tucker Carlson, and he's gone on tour, and he has talked to so many people, Russell Brand, Megyn Kelly. There have been so many people that he has brought on that are sharing such heavy truth with the public and people. I'm so grateful for that. But it's time. I mean, it's just, we've been screaming it from the rooftops for years. And it is beautiful to see people finally waking up to the realities that are so dark and that we don't want to talk about. But we can't rip that veil and let the light in until eyes are open. You know, we have to be able to see. So I'm very grateful that eyes are being opened and we are beginning to see.
I just want to jump in. Okay, so it was Bill Wyman, who was the Rolling Stones bassist.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah.
And she attended, I presume, the Brit Awards while she was 13 years of age. And Bill Wyman was 47.
Ugh.
Oh, it's disgusting, isn't it? Absolutely disgusting.
And she turned 18 and they got married in a civil ceremony when she was 18.
Wow.
It ended a year and a half later.
As soon as she became an adult and her mind fully developed. Isn't that funny how that works?
Okay, Christine, what you got? Let's fly through them. What you got?
All right. I am going to hit this so fast. I wanted to talk about, it kind of goes right back into the spiritual side of this. You know, we've talked about missing pets and people in Springfield, Ohio have seen people in public parks, migrants in public parks, grabbing the ducks and geese by the neck and walking off with them to eat them. There have been reports of cats and dogs being stolen and eaten in the streets. Today, there was a report of migrants shooting a bald eagle out of the sky to eat it. They got arrested. But the rest of these people in Springfield, Ohio is saying their city, their government is saying, what? No, that's crazy, just like Kamala did in the debate, right? But it's all true. This is, I mean, the memes are going crazy and it's kind of fun to watch, but this is for real and this is happening. And these things that are going on here in the U.S., Aurora, Colorado has been taken over by Venezuelan gangs and their city is saying, what? Where?
They can't get in. It's not like they can get from Venezuela on the boat all the way there, is it? Like they're deliberately.
There you go. So
into these little towns.
Let me tell you how that's working. Obama, Bush, and Clinton started an NGO to fly migrants into the U.S. And there you go.
Wait. What's the name of that NGO? Because David Miliband is running some of these centers. You know where a lot of the hotels have been taken over and they're being migrants. And I think James O'Keefe went down there. The company that was organizing that, NGO, is who Prime Minister.
Miliband. Let me read this article. Yeah.
I'll have a look at that.
This will cover. Yeah, Breitbart. So, okay, this is so interesting. Breitbart said, American Express Global Business Travel and Welcome U.S. have reportedly teamed up with former presidents Obama, Clinton, and George W. Bush's non-governmental organization NGO called Miles for Migrants to fly migrants to communities across the U.S. Welcome U.S. is an NGO that was initially launched to work with President Joe Biden's administration to facilitate some of the 85,000 Afghans who came into the U.S. in 2021 and 2022 after the debacle created when the U.S. evacuated from Afghanistan. Welcome U.S. is also linked to billionaire George Soros's Open Society Foundation.
The Welcome group are disgusting.
Imagine that. Right. Okay. So his board members sitting on their National Welcome Council. Okay. So now the Miles for Migrants and American Express Global Business Travel are reportedly teaming up with Welcome US to raise money for migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, Ukraine, and Nicaragua to be flown into communities across the country. In Donald Trump's one of his many, many rallies recently, he said it's a lot more than those five. there are at least 167 countries invading the United States right now. He likened it to the Chinese army invading our country. He put out a press release. He literally stood and took questions from the press and covered all of this in an hour and a half speech. This is really getting the attention of people finally, because it's affecting their pets, their children, and their livelihoods. They don't feel safe. They don't know what to do. These blue states that they're living in will not protect them because they will not admit that it is happening. Just like in the debate, when he started talking about dogs and cats being eaten, and Kamala said, "Wow, that's extreme."
Well, that was an earpiece anyway. There is no way any of what came out of her mouth was her.
No, but the fact that she would stand right there and deny it all,
I know,
and then fact check him on it and say he's lying when there are police reports and it is happening. There are videos of cats being barbecued.
Yeah, right. So after the debate, a lefty went on and made this video and song, and it backfired so big because it's turned around and all Trump people are doing it. And I just want to play you. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this.
Oh, this Let me know, so funny.
But you need to listen to this. And I will share a link to the video because it is hilarious. But this is the song. Right, see if you can hear this.
Eat the cat.
It's hilarious. It's, and everyone, there's the dance, you know, because TikTok's just insane. I mean, it needs to tidy up. But there's a lot of truth getting out via TikTok, a hell of a lot of truth getting out via TikTok.
Jason tried to upload my video on Living Tactics TikTok yesterday and he wouldn't let him.
It was
a vaccine one on shaken baby syndrome and vaccine.
Well, if you send it to me, I'll put it up on X.
I've got one more thing and then I'm done.
Okay.
The plan. You know, we talk about Q, we talk about the plan, this military operation. Jan Halper-Hayes was on Elijah Streams a couple days ago and gave a wonderful update on the plan. And she is very much involved and she is very close to the sources there. So
come on then, give it to us.
I linked the entire video.
Can you give us some bullet points, though?
Show notes. She said that when you realize the number of the reason the plan has taken so long is because the number of sealed indictments was so big, and that every time they open one, people are giving up other people, and those people are giving up other people, and those people are giving up other people. And this spider web gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So every time they think, you know, okay, we're closing in and we've got this, it just goes bigger and bigger and bigger. So there are more and more and more and more indictments. So legally, this is all playing out behind the scenes, whether anybody sees it or not. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. She confirmed military tribunals and that whole thing indeed have and are happening. She confirmed many are no longer with us, but when it comes to the actual identity of these people, she will not go into that because she said there is so much hearsay that she's not going to risk misspeaking and getting that wrong. But she said, literally, trust the plan. It's in action. Things are happening. And we're all working with it, bringing the truth and bringing it. And we're not going to stop. So it's beautiful.
See, you've got Trump. This is my main concern. There is nobody that could stand on the world stage within the UK leadership. I cannot think of one person that you could stand up to world leaders. I can't think of anybody. Can you, Kat?
No, I don't trust any of them, to be honest. I don't trust many people that...
And this is, you know, I know we're watching the movie, but what Keir Starmer is doing, cutting the winter fuel payments for the elderly to start a war with Russia, we are a tiny, tiny little island. What the hell? But because they're going to fund Ukraine... People need to go and really have a good look at the history of Ukraine. And I keep saying this to Kat, and we will have a conversation about this, and I'm going to interview Justin Walker next week. Look into Jacob Frank. Look at what this guy... It's all out of Ukraine and that area. It is the hub for child trafficking. It is the hub for money laundering. It is the hub for... vaccine research. So
it's very interesting.
We don't have a Trump, so I'm just concerned about the plan.
But you
for
do
us here.
You do have a Trump. Trump is not here to save America. Trump is not here to just make America great again. Trump has been chosen by God to help save the world.
And that we've got to pray. That's
every
our job
one
as
of
well.
Us. It is. And that is the most important thing. Can we just close in prayer? Can we just
Yes,
do
I'd
that?
Like that. I would like
Let's do that. Father, I just honor you and I bless your name. And I am so grateful for the growth I'm seeing in my friends and my loved ones, in myself. I am so grateful that you are drawing us closer to you and closer to truth, and that you are opening eyes and that you are sharing your vision and your will with us so that we know what to walk in. And I thank you, Lord, that you are doing, you are exposing the darkness and you are bringing it to the light, and you are using your children to share your light and to open eyes. And I am so grateful to be a part of that. And I just honor these wonderful women that I am just so blessed to be here with. I just honor them for the hard work and the years that they have put in to this fight. And it just blesses my heart to see how far we've all come. And I know we're still at the starting line and we ain't seen nothing yet. And this is just the beginning. But I know that you won and so do we. And we will have no fear, only faith. And we will march on every day and we will fight. We will armor up and we will not stop. And we will not bow and we will not consent. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we are going to win this war and we are
Hallelujah.
Going to save these kids, and we're not going to take it anymore. Enough is enough. And we have had enough, and we stand in faith with you for your perfect will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we expect your glory to fill this earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I think that pretty much does it for tonight. I'll be back during the week with an interview. Check out Kat's new video up on Rumble. For those who are following me on Facebook, all 5,000 of you, they ditched me. No way to appeal, no warning, no email to say that I've gone. It's just my account's gone. So you can find me at Collins Lou now. Check out libertytactics.co.uk, Kat's blog exposingthelie.info. You can check Christine out over on Truth Social on as Christine Minor. And Jason, who should have been here tonight, you can find him also on Facebook, and he is running our TikTok. That's it. We'll be back next week. God bless everybody.
Good night. God bless, everyone. Guys.